This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Yuvraj.
It's Friday, woo! The 16th of July. It is 12:05 p.m. here in the studio. Not a bad day outside. Bit of sunshine, a little bit overcast, but nothing like it was grumpy and grey yesterday. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's Friday, so it's looking forward to us. We are looking forward to
it.
Not
well.
Being here in the office and actually being, you know, someone. Anyway, stuff we've got lined up for you today, of course. We'll be discussing Speed Home's 7 million ringgit Series A funding, registrations for GKP 4.0, and Dorian e-commerce, some wonderful stuff. If you want to get in touch with the show this afternoon, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Plans for the weekend, guys? What are you up to? Anybody? Who wants to go first?
Nothing at the moment. Maybe some food. Maybe some good food.
Mm. I am going to spend a lot of time eating, mm-hmm. and a lot of time sleeping, mm-hmm. and also a lot of time on video games.
I also think that after delivering our third and final story of today about Dorian e-commerce, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I might just have to check out that market, you know.
Oh,
and
you
just
have no
see
choice.
How well it does.
You know, this is research.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be eating Dorians all weekend.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Or at least those that I can afford anyway.
It's a good thing we're not seeing you for a week.
it is, for sure. Right, let's get cracking then. Who wants to talk about the Speed Home story?
Right, so this news broke a couple of days ago. Malaysian-based property rental platform Speed Home has raised 7 million ringgit in a Series A funding exercise, with the fund to be capitalised on the platform's regional expansion and tech advancements. I've caught your bug.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, well. Its CEO, Wong Wei Meng, said the funding is backed by Insurance Alliance Malaysia and its regional venture capital firm, Gobi Partners, and added that the investment signals promising support from the market towards the zero deposit automated property rental platform.
Oh, it's pretty bad, isn't it, that bug?
Yes. It's a Friday, you guys. Anyway, the CEO said in a statement, "This fund will help us kickstart our regional expansion in Bangkok and accelerate our efforts towards making Speed Home the region's super app for property investors." Mm. He also added that Speed Home managed to soften the adverse impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on the property industry with the introduction of its virtual viewing and home runner services that address the restrictions posed by the various movement control orders. The platform recorded more than 160% year-on-year growth in gross written premium contribution to Alliance Malaysia in 2020 compared to 2019, thus proving its ability to grow even in the new norm and becoming a game-changing platform for the currently strained property investment industry. And Speed Home claims to have helped tenants free up a total of 37 million ringgit over the years through zero deposit rental. Mm-hmm. Alliance Malaysia CEO Zakri Kir said that digital partnerships are very much part of its strategy at Alliance Malaysia as it looks towards capitalizing on new opportunities and new markets. The group is equally driven to support local digital champions and startups like Speed Home and currently has over 50 active digital partnerships across various sectors. Gobi Partners Chairman Thomas G. Sao also noted, "Speed Home is also one of our first investments for Gobi's Super Seed Fund 2. In fact, the company was one of the winners of our Super Seed 2 champion last year." Mm-hmm. To date, Speed Home has over 575,000 app downloads and over 700,000 tenant inquiries in total. The platform is looking to expand to over 128,000 listings here and regionally to 10 other metropolitan cities in the next 5 years, namely Bangkok, Manila, Jakarta, Taipei, Ho Chi Minh, Hanoi, Melbourne, Sydney, Hong Kong, and Singapore, to emerge as Southeast Asia's PropTech unicorn.
I used the app when they first came out, and when I was looking for new places to move to, mm-hmm. a few years ago, mm-hmm. I checked it out. Very, very good stuff. Really, really interesting.
They used to be called Speed Rent.
Yes, they did. Yeah. They did. In fact, I think it was Julian Ung who put me in touch with these originally, mm-hmm. way back then. He told me about it. Mm-hmm. You know, former breakfast morning run presenter. Yeah, interesting stuff. We got somebody to talk to about this. Keith managed to speak to him. You want to do that after the break?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keith did manage to speak with the CEO, Wong Wei Meng, about this. So we'll have that when we come back in just a few moments. Let's take a short break. Let us know what you think about this. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Let's have some music from John Fred and his Playboy band, Judy in Disguise.
Benchmark for Managers. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm still in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
We are talking about Speedhome's 7 million ringgit Series A funding. We've got somebody, Keith Cam managed to speak with somebody earlier on, but Chris?
Sorry, just before that, I don't know what my brain did before the break, because apparently I can't read numbers anymore. Let me just clarify what I said before the break. To date, to be very clear, Speedhome has over 575,000, not 100,000, 575,000 app downloads and over 700,000 tenant inquiries in total. Mm-hmm. And the platform is looking to expand to over 128,000 listings here yes. and regionally. That is what I meant. I do not know what happened in the process, but that is the beauty of live radio, everybody.
Yes, there you go. And it's Friday.
It's Friday.
And
it's Friday.
You've probably got Dorian on the brain after we, you know.
I've got many things on the brain all at once, all of the time.
There you go.
Yep.
Right. So let's have a listen to what Keith managed to speak to CEO Wong Wei Meng about this announcement and the Speedhome thing.
I'm talking to Wong Wei Meng, Speedhome's CEO right now. You guys have been in PropTech since 2016. That's 5 years. What does this funding say about what you have achieved so far?
In essence, the whole growth of our business started in the last 3 years. But coming back to what you have asked in 2016 to now, I think we have transformed a lot of our internal system. We make a lot of improvement in terms of how we do things. And with this investment coming in, I would say this is particular a testament to what we have been doing. And if you say, you know, looking statistically wise, we have saved the market 37 million in deficit, which is money to the market to buy things or whatever. And, you know, more than 700,000 tenants inquiry and, you know, down apps downloaded close to 600,000. You know, so I think these are things when we talk about, apart from what innovations that we have done in the past 5 years, statistically, it also backed us up that the market are heating up to our belief on those model or new way forward for rental industry.
It must say something about you guys that Gobi Partners is involved in this. They are a venture capital firm that has also invested in Malaysian startups like Carsum, EasyParcel and Aerodyne. What are your plans now going forward with the kind of backing that you'll be getting from Gobi?
We have been talking with Gobi for almost unofficially 1 to 2 years' time. Officially, it was past 6 months ever since we won the Super Seed Championship. And I think the way we had discussion with them, they were very supportive and, you know, they have a lot of ideas that, you know, they are sharing with us. And because they have, they are a pan-Asian venture capital, they are seeing a lot of different things across Asia and they are bringing a lot of new ideas to us. So I think for us, the relationship is going to be how can we scale the business to the next level, specifically regionally. And the connections that Gobi can connect us to establish ourselves as a regional player. So I think that's really what we are looking at. And obviously, they have great results in terms of exits. I think most notably, Carsum, right? They are potentially looking for IPO soon. So I think that those are very exciting for us as well.
I want to come back to Carsum in just a little bit, but you were talking about the kind of expansion that you are looking at from a regional perspective with regards to Gobi's involvement in Speedhome. What are your ambitions like?
Yeah, so when we are looking at the regionally, Malaysia is obviously not a really big market. We are looking into enter Bangkok Q3 or Q4, depending on how the pandemic works out. And then eventually we will look into Vietnam, Jakarta, and Philippines. So these are the locations that we are looking, and we are looking into Tier 1 city as our first stop to expand, primarily because we are very focused on rental market, and a job opportunity is what attracts migrations to larger cities and where these people needs rental houses rather than own stay, right? So I think we are looking into Tier 1 cities regionally across Southeast Asia.
These dreams sound like they cost more than 7 million ringgit.
Oh, yeah. yes, it does. I mean, part of this for us at this point, our immediate plan is to do well in Bangkok. This 7 million, we are also looking for partners in Bangkok. I think we should have another announcement soon. But looking into Bangkok, and eventually we'll springboard to Vietnam and Indonesia with another round of race.
Now, coming back to Qasim, Qasim is now looking at a possible listing in the US, which might see Malaysia's first unicorn. What are your listing ambitions like? Is this on your radar?
That is not something that we always think about. I think for the time being, we are really focused on expansion. And ultimately, you know, when investor invests in Speed Home, eventually they need exit, right? So I think that is an eventual discussion once we have achieved our growth targets and our expansion plans.
How far are you away from becoming Malaysia's next unicorn then?
I would say 3 years, 4 years.
What needs to happen?
I think we need to transact around 10,000 houses on a monthly basis across the region. We would easily hit $1 billion dollars valuation. At this point, we are, you know, the way we look at 10,000 houses is based on 10 cities. Each city contribute around 1,000 units. So we think that is a very, very achievable numbers. In fact, in KL, or in fact, in Malaysia, we are pretty close to where we need to be. This round is to actually make sure that we can get to at least 1,000 units a month, especially in Bangkok where markets are larger. I think those numbers are achievable very easily.
Now, the other part of the funding is coming from Allianz Malaysia. What about their involvement? You have been working with Allianz the past 4 years or so already. Tell us a bit more about the relationship.
We are like brothers, man. I mean, we have gone through a lot.
But no one's a big brother and no one's a little brother, right?
No, we see one another as equal partners, especially when we jointly built this insurance product. We work very closely with Allianz, and almost on a monthly basis, we meet twice until MCO comes in. But I think so far, they have been a really reliable partner and they deliver whatever that has been promised. I think that's really critical, especially as far as claims is concerned, because so many people are worried about insurance, whether, you know, they will pay out or whatnot. And so far, Allianz has delivered their words. And so far, the claims, based on our historical data, it's between 3 to 4 working days, money is out. So it's extremely fast. So I think that relationship is really good, because you only know whether insurance work or not until you get into some trouble and insurance is there to protect you, right? And I think that's where it shows the value.
Apart from this, what else are you looking forward with this latest backing from them?
I think having Allianz Malaysia coming in, this investment doesn't just a decision in Malaysia. It also goes through regional, you know, all the red tape going up towards the regional level. And I think part of what we are trying to do is also position us for Allianz X eventual investment, you know, across Asia when we are ready to expand. Probably Indonesia, and that time, I think they would be a really helpful in terms of investment, in terms of their footprint, in terms of APAC, you know, so and so forth. So we don't have to look for so many different partners to work with. We can work with Allianz, who have shown to be a very reliable partner.
Now, the past 15 months or so with the, well, we're not calling it the MCO anymore. What has that been like for Speed Home by way of the impact that has hit various other sectors? You guys seem to be flourishing.
Yeah, I think the whole thing was a game changer in the sense where, you know, we grew 162% year over year. Apart from that, I think where we really see the change were the behavior, where tenants right now are very willingly to rent a house without, you know, physically viewing it. They just go by video, virtual viewing, all these new innovations that we offer. They rely on all these systems to actually view it. And apart from that, we have seen, in terms of rental market, We don't see too much of a price pressure in terms of the mass market group from 1,000 to 1,005 or even 1,008 segment. The ones that are mostly impacted are those above 2,000. So if you ask me, is property rental impacted? I said it's selectively depending on which segment are you looking at. And for mass market, it's still in hot demand.
Well, that was Keith Cam speaking to... I've got Christian's disorder now. Christian, what's going on?
I don't know. Why do we keep doing this to each other?
He was speaking to Wong Wei Meng about the announcement, of course, about the Speed Home 7 million ringgit Series A funding. Great stuff. Like you were saying, you know, they're doing well during mm-hmm. this pandemic. At least somebody is, right?
It's nice to hear something positive.
Absolutely.
Exactly, yeah.
We've got some more positive stories coming up throughout the show, actually. But if you want to get in touch, get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, as usual, will be at BFM Radio. We've got an update from Bursa at break coming up in just a few moments. But to take us there, some music from Mr. David Bowie with Modern Love here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.